it is very shocking news, and it's very disappointing for the members of the board to have to make a decision to actually wind up the charity because of the difficulty in accessing funding and support for the services that Northwest Simon has provided over the last number of years to the residents in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. Basically, for the last number of years, we have been flagging that there is an issue in terms of the support for Northwest Simon activities, and we've been flagging it to the government. We've met with the Department of the Housing, we've met with the Minister, we've informed the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and all the TDs in that there to try and increase support for the Simon community to allow the service to continue. And as a board, then we took the decision to use some reserves of funding to maintain properties and to maintain our services while we were trying to secure that extra funding that would be required. And unfortunately, we had to come to the decision that no funding was going to be forthcoming and we couldn't sustainably continue on, and it wasn't fair to our staff or the residents either, that and indeed to the public in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal who have supported us through the years. So we have to take the sad decision that we have to close our services and appoint a liquidator to do that.
Is there any way that this decision can be reversed, even in the 11th hour? Is there any chance that the government could intervene here?
Well, the government has had plenty of opportunities, and it was May 2 years ago that we met with the department and outlined the situation to them. And we've had ongoing contacts with the government and with the various politicians and that as well over the last number of years to try and highlight the problem and also alleviate the situation. But unfortunately, that has fallen on deaf ears and has no avail. So we can't prudently, as a board, we can't continue on indefinitely in the situation, and we needed to take this decision. Obviously, if the government is willing to take over or willing to provide funding at this stage, somebody else can take it over, but it's actually too late now for Northwest Simon to actually recover at this stage, I believe.
A lot of people will be listening to this today. There may be service users out there deeply concerned by these revelations. What happens to those people now?
Yeah, well, I would like to just say, first of all, that in relation to the staff of Northwest Simon, the staff have been exceptional and exceptional through this whole process. And basically, the staff concerned had been the clients and the service users and what was going to happen in relation to them. And that's a great tribute to them and their commitment to Northwest Simon and the work that we were doing. In terms of the residents, residents have been informed previously that this process was at risk of happening and that could possibly happen. The residents will continue on, and their tenancies are secure, and they basically will be another voluntary housing provider that will be secured to actually take over the properties. So rather than Northwest Simon Community being the landlord, it will be another voluntary housing body that will take over the properties, and that their tenancies will continue. That's vitally important that the residents know that their tenancies are not at risk and won't be at risk. There is a requirement on the board to inform the approved housing bodies regulator and the charities regulator and we have been in contact with them previously, highlighting that there could be an issue, and that so we will be contacting the board will be contacting them to ensure that they are aware, and they will take over the running of the properties while a new voluntary housing body will be secured, as I understand the situation.
There's a certain irony in this, isn't there, Deputy Pringle? This announcement comes against the backdrop of a major homeless crisis right across the Northwest. How really could the government allow this to happen?
That's the question we've all been asking ourselves over the last couple of years while we've been trying to resolve this issue. And I think personally, on a personal level, it comes down to government policy, and it comes down to the policy that the government has in relation to dealing with the homeless situation, where basically they are trying to offload it and to hand it over to voluntary housing bodies and to charities to deal with it, and that the department don't particularly want to know. And that is the problem. I think that there needs to be a sea change in Ireland across the board as to how we deal with the homelessness issue, the homelessness crisis that has taken place, and the housing issue as well, to ensure that these kind of things never happen again. And indeed, North West Simon community shouldn't need to exist at all, I believe, because that we shouldn't have this issue. We shouldn't have people homeless in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim in the first place.
But it does exist, and it has existed for nearly 20 years, and now it's just to wind down cease operations with so many people in this region clearly needing their help.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about that, and that is a sad situation. There's over 330 adults and 260 children in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim that have been receiving services from North West End community. And we have 19 properties in Letterkenny and 2 properties in County Leitrim that we were managing on an ongoing basis. And unfortunately, the people who have been receiving services from North West Island are the people who are going to suffer from this decision. And but we, as a board, couldn't continue to run on without any funding and without any opportunity of funding from the government to ensure the services could be provided.
Is it something that you'd be raising on the floor of the Dáil, or as you've already touched on, is it definitely too late?
For North West Simon, it is too late, and it's not something that the government can be surprised by in any way, because this has been flagged up to them for the last 2 years. And we have tried on numerous occasions to secure the funding and haven't been able to. And so the government can't be surprised by this decision. And for North West Simon community, I believe at this stage it is too late for us as a North West Simon community, but it hopefully will be a signal to the government that they have to actually deal with the housing issue and deal with it properly to ensure that this doesn't happen in the future. I'd just like to take this opportunity as well, if I could, to thank the staff of North West Simon community and also indeed the public in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim for their support, which has been invaluable over the years. But unfortunately, this is not an issue that can be dealt with and sorted through public support. It needs government support and it needs government funding to ensure that the homelessness can be dealt with. And unfortunately, we have to take this decision now. But I would like to thank everybody for their support, and that it is greatly appreciated.